Any comments about the study done with the NCI looking at SEER data and the use of the 21 gene recurrence score?
It was a population-based study involving nearly 39,000 women, so it represents real-world situation. The primary endpoint they looked at was breast cancer-specific mortality. They couldn't really look at distant recurrence. The SEER database that they were using doesn't have that degree of granularity. And they linked this database with the data regarding recurrence score. And what they showed was that the five-year risk of breast cancer-specific mortality for a recurrence score of less than 18, a low recurrence score, was 0.4%. For the intermediate group, it was 1.4%. And for the high-risk group, it was 4.4%. So prospectively validating in a real-world situation, if you will, that the Oncotype provides prognostic information, not just for recurrence, but for mortality. So these are not just patients who recurred, but recurred and died early. The proportion of patients who fell in those groups, 54% had a low recurrence score, 38% had an intermediate recurrence score, and 8% had a high recurrence score. The breast cancer-specific mortalities for each of those groups that I alluded to in the Kaplan-Meier curve, 0.4%, 1.4%, and 4.4% respectively. Starting with the low recurrence score group, the majority of patients who had a low recurrence score, nearly 20,000, did not receive chemotherapy. Their risk of recurrence was 0.4%. About 1,500 did receive chemotherapy, so a minority. Their risk of recurrence was about 7%. If you go to the mid-range recurrence score group, about two-thirds didn't receive chemo, about one-third did. The mortality risk at 5 years was about the same, 1.4%. And in the highest risk group, the majority of patients did receive chemotherapy, about two-thirds did, about one-third didn't. And there was a lower breast cancer-specific mortality in those patients who received chemotherapy. So again, a real-world validation, if you will, of the prognostic information provided by the recurrence score, not as it relates to distant recurrence, but as it relates to breast cancer-specific mortality.
You know, there's just so many things getting published nowadays that even though all I'm doing is trying to keep up, I have not seen this. And wow, it is really amazing. And just looking at that mortality curve, it's hard to believe. And the data from the patients being treated and with and without chemo is incredible. What an amazing paper.
Yeah, one of the interesting things about this paper was that one normally assumes that older women do well. But one of the other important observations of this paper was that older women, when I say older, I mean 70 and above, who had high recurrence score, had much worse outcomes than younger women. Of course, many of these patients didn't get adjuvant chemotherapy. But on the other hand, they were well enough for the clinician to have ordered the recurrence score. So it raises the question, are we undertreating older women? And I think it's a very important observation that requires more thought and work.
Yeah, I saw that data. And you know, the 70 being defined as older was really striking. I mean, to think people would approach, most 70-year-old people, I think, are pretty healthy.
Yes. This, of course, the data reflected, I believe, the node-negative population, but this analysis also included patients who had positive nodes. And it also showed that the recurrence score provided prognostic information in groups of patients who had positive axillary lymph nodes.